Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor here. With us today in the studio, Pastor Ken Kellner, our senior pastor. And then we have Nick and Rochelle Knudsen. And we have asked if they would be willing to share their testimony. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody's got a story of their journey in life. And Nick, Rochelle, we're so glad that you could be with us today to kind of share who God is and how God's been working. Now, you guys look like you're probably about early 30s. Am I close?
Sure. Somewhere. You're somewhere there. Huh?
See, this is not TV, so no. nobody can tell, you know. But as we were just getting the broadcast started, Nick was talking about the school year's over, and he's really glad about that. But Nick, start with early years of your life. Mm-hmm. Born in this area?
I was born in Wisconsin, but in northwest Wisconsin, in a town called Menominee, Wisconsin, which is north of Eau Claire.
Uh-huh.
And soon after I was born, we moved to the Milwaukee area. So my dad got a job down here, and we relocated. And so we kind of went back and forth between northwest Wisconsin down here for a few years. And
still had grandparents up there, probably.
Correct. Right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we eventually settled in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And so I spent from sixth grade through high school there.
Okay.
And then I moved to Waukesha when I was in college.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Rochelle, what about you?
I was born in Missouri, and then...
Whereabouts in Missouri?
Right outside of St. Louis, in mm-hmm. Florissant.
Isn't that the show me state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I was, I think I was only about 6 weeks old when we moved to Portland. That's where my family is from. My parents are both from that area.
Portland.
So, Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So we lived there till I was about two, and okay. then my family relocated to Illinois, Arlington Heights. And I grew up mainly in Elk Grove and Schaumburg, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived there until I was late 20s,
mm-hmm.
and then Nick and I moved up here.
Well, hold on a second. How did you meet Nick?
We actually met online through a Christian dating service.
Oh, how about that? I hear those, but I don't know that maybe there's a lot of successful marriages out there with that. I haven't heard of a whole lot.
You would be surprised the number in this church that have met mm-hmm. online.
So he's in Wisconsin, you're in Illinois, and you got online, and you guys, what did you meet in Waukegan?
No, in Kenosha. Yeah, that was our neutral spot, halfway.
Yeah.
That was how many years ago that you met?
2003.
Okay.
Yeah, 14 years ago. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so, does anybody want to commit themselves to the first impressions here?
It must have been good.
Well, Rochelle denies this, but I recall her looking at me and saying, "You look different." And I didn't know if that was positive or negative. Yeah,
it was positive.
Yeah, positive.
That's funny.
So, did you grow up with a church background at all, or?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I went to church every Sunday. As a child, went to CCD or Sunday school. So, yeah, I was raised in a Catholic family. In fact, when I was 16, I was my mom desired me to be a confirmed Catholic, but that a lot of things changed when I was a teenager.
I see.
So,
okay.
I actually declared that I was an atheist then.
At 16?
At 16.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you say your mom desert?
Well, she desired me to be confirmed as a Catholic. Yeah. And that was around the age, I believe, that happens. And of course, I didn't want to because I didn't believe in God anymore. I didn't believe in heaven or hell. And that really stemmed from when I was 13 because my parents used to fight a lot when I was little.
Okay.
And so when I was 13, I prayed to God and I just asked him, would you let my parents divorce? Because I was tired of all the fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, they did get divorced. And so, of course, I blamed God and so I was angry with God.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You prayed that God would let them get divorced. They got divorced, and you're mad at God.
Right. Because I thought he answered my prayer, and I really didn't want them to be divorced. You know, a child, I think, really desires that ultimately.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, that made me very angry, and so that's what stemmed to when I was 16 to declare that I was an atheist. So.
Yeah, we'll go back to that. I think, Pastor Greg, that'll be a interesting conversation, and especially then what God did in your life. You know, so hold that thought just a second. Rochelle, what church background? Or
I grew up going to the same church from when I was two, and my parents grew up going to church and had what they would say was a Christian background, but my parents ended up getting divorced when I was two, and my dad ended up leaving, but my mother continued to take us to church.
Okay.
My siblings and I.
What was the church? Was it a mainline?
It was an evangelical free church.
Evangelical, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up very active in it, going to it mm-hmm. constantly, and in the children's choir, Awana, and Sunday school, and Sunday, Wednesday, all the...
Was there a time that you trusted Christ as your as Savior?
I have that in my testimony here that when I was two, or when I was four, I remember mm-hmm. we were watching a movie at church, and I was sitting on my mom's lap,
mm.
and I remember seeing Jesus walking down the road carrying the cross.
Oh.
And so just thinking back, it must have been at Easter time for that movie that they showed to the whole church.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being convicted even that night that seeing the pain that Jesus went through, knowing that Jesus died for sins,
oh.
the sins of the people, and I knew that he died for my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night I prayed and asked that God would forgive me and save me from my sins.
Mm-hmm. So when you met Nick, were you a believer at that time, Nick?
I would say I was a false believer. So
we're going to have an interesting discussion with Nick today, Pastor Greg.
Catholic, atheist, false believer. Believer today. That's encouraging. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got saved at about 4 years old, Rochelle, and then grew up in the church. You were how old when you met Nick?
26.
Okay. Had you gone to college?
Yes.
All right. To study what?
Accounting.
Accounting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nick, you went to college.
Correct.
To study?
Criminal justice.
All right.
Yeah.
And you were a police officer for a while,
actually,
right?
A probation officer.
Probation
for
uh-huh.
the city of Kenosha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's pick up, Nick, from your 16-year-old mm-hmm. decision to be an atheist.
Yeah.
How'd that work for you?
Not too well. So my mom was very upset, obviously. She said I was going to go to hell because I had denied the Catholic Church, turned away from it, and God. And, of course, I started to hang around a bad crowd because that usually follows that.
Can I just interject? Yeah. Okay, so is your mom still living today?
Yes.
Okay. Is she still Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. So she still has, in that realm of you and your newfound faith, she's not in agreement with that? Or?
Yeah, no. She said she believes in Jesus, but also in Mary for salvation.
Okay.
So
okay.
We've discussed that many times, and yeah, so.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. I'll let you carry on there.
Yeah.
You're hanging around with some bad kids.
Yeah, so I did bad things because, you know, bad kids can influence other rebellious children, and so
right.
I got into smoking cigarettes, drinking, quite honestly doing some drugs, and so just living a very wild and rebellious lifestyle, and I had a strong hatred for Christianity, for God, for anything like that. But what's interesting is God placed a friend in my life around that same age, 16, that he claimed to be a Christian, even though he was living like me, but he had a lot of head knowledge, and so he and I would often debate Christianity because we worked at the same job together, and quite honestly, some of the stuff he said was pretty convincing to me.
Okay.
Even though I didn't like God, mentally it was convincing. In any event, this lifestyle continued for some time. And then when I was around 19, 20, maybe even 21, I got a job as a security guard at a health food store. And I also joined martial arts. And I mentioned that because it was significant for two reasons. One, at the security job, I worked with a pastor and a Christian.
Boy, you didn't have much of a chance, did you?
No. Yeah, but at the health food store in martial arts, I met some people who were into the New Age.
Huh.
And so what I recall is the pastor didn't witness to me verbally that I recall. He may have. But his lifestyle was completely radically different than mine, and I took note of that. That intrigued mm-hmm. me a little bit. However, the Christian that I worked with, he was a layman in a church, and he was really passionate about the Lord. And we worked third shift together a lot, so we had a lot of time.
A lot of time, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he would witness to me, and he would do it so much that it actually made me angry at times. And anyway, he just kept talking about the gospel and how I needed to be saved. And I would get mad, and I would leave our little guard shack and go on patrol because I wanted to avoid him.
Right.
And at the same time, I was being influenced by my boss at work at the health food store in the martial arts at the New Age. So
the fellow that you were working third shift with,
mm-hmm.
so he talked to you about the Lord. Did he live like a Christian?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very apparent. I mean, nothing like me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, completely radically different.
Or even like your friend who claimed to be a Christian
right.
who lived like you.
Exactly.
He lived different than that.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah, so I noticed that. His lifestyle was different. His words were different. He didn't use foul language like me. He didn't even think like me. So it was interesting. And I see that now as God putting these people in my life to draw me to himself.
Sure.
Mm.
But I rejected it. you know, I didn't want to hear it, and I actually agreed with more of the New Age thinking and philosophies.
We're talking to Nick and Rochelle Knudsen about their coming to the Lord, and Nick, you got us kind of hanging.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we got two major influences, exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
What caused you to make a change?
From when I got saved?
Yes.
Well, what happened was I ended up getting into the New Age religion pretty deeply.
Okay.
What was it about the New Age that drew you to say, hey, I'm going to become a believer of this?
I think that it was, looking back, that it's more centered on yourself, your own feelings. It's okay to, you know, kind of live the way you want. And that appealed to me because I didn't want to change. My upbringing was knowing the fear of the Lord, because I was raised Catholic, but I didn't understand the grace and mercy of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought God was just some mean, overbearing rule maker, and I had to obey all these rules in order to be good, whereas in the New Age religion, there's a lot more freedom of belief and philosophy, so you can kind of follow your own path, and that appealed to my fleshly nature and my sin.
Mm-hmm. Do they, you know, it shows my ignorance here with the New Age group of followers, I guess. Do they meet together at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. We met together a lot, and what we'd mainly do is meditate. So, for example, I would meditate with my boss from work and coworkers and friends, and we would try to contact the spirit realm or contact the dead. So it was pretty demonic, but we would do that. And for spiritual enlightenment, I recall one time we actually went and saw the Dalai Lama in Madison, Wisconsin. Myself and my few coworkers and my boss and a large group of people were there, and we meditated for world peace. So we did get together and we would discuss those things, but we often meditated. And unfortunately, a lot of those people use drugs to enhance their so-called spiritual encounters with demons and things like that.
And I think, Pastor Greg, what's interesting is they were looking for world peace.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for peace.
Yeah.
Right.
And there is no peace in that. And that's what God was showing me through all these years. I didn't have that peace that I noticed in other people. So what's interesting is the friend that God put in my life when I was a teenager, he had radically changed when we were young adults.
Okay.
And I noticed that. We're still friends. And he and I were talking one day. So I was at his apartment, and I just asked him, and this again was God leading me to himself. I said, who is Jesus really? And what was a Christian faith? Because New Agers, at least the people I hung around, we read a lot about Jesus. We actually read books about him, but we thought he was just a good teacher, or he was a prophet of some kind, or one of the gods. You know, he wasn't the energy or power, you know, the number one God.
Well, we've run out of time for this broadcast. Be sure to join us in a couple of days for our next broadcast. Nick and Rochelle Knudsen will be continuing to share their journey to the Lord. And if you don't have a church, we'd love to invite you to join us here at Brookside Baptist Church. Morning services at 9 and 10:15, evening service at 6, Wednesday night services every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. If we can be a help to you, give us a buzz, 262-783-6180. We'd be glad to help you in any way we possibly can. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.